Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Final segment today, January 15, 2015, of the Power Hour. The Power Hour, Joyce Riley. My name is Larry Pinkney. I am having the honor and privilege of guest hosting on the Power Hour on behalf of none other than the great Joyce Riley. Hey, we're back now. I think we still have our guest on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
All right, great. I understand that we have some phone calls. I love to talk with listeners to the Power Hour, and I love them because that's what this is all about, interchange, interaction. So we've got some callers that are waiting, and I want to give a shout out to everybody out there, all my friends around the country, including in Florida, Phil, Kathy, Brett, Renee, and in North Carolina, I think it is, but just want to shout out to everybody nationally, East Coast, West Coast, North and South. All right, let's go to the first caller. I believe that would be Sean. Sean, are you there?
This is a great opportunity, a great honor for me to chat with you. I've listened to you for several years now on Alex's show and Joyce's show. Yeah. What a privilege it is to talk with someone that's informed and articulate and that cares about freedom for all Americans, whether, I hate to say whether they're on the left or right. I hate to use the left-right paradigm because I don't believe in it. But I'm originally from Michigan, and I think I can add some very salient points to what these two people, Diane Yell, and this other gentleman in pertaining to Pinkney. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with the situation. We all understand the globalists and their desire really to turn us into serfs. And so they have taken advantage of someone who's been raised in Michigan outside of Detroit and has six generations of my ancestors buried in the now unkempt cemeteries of Detroit. I do understand the situation. And I understand it more than most people in the corporate Republican establishment, because what it is being portrayed in Michigan as, basically, Detroit has, in particular Detroit's case, is they finally got their comeuppance up there because we're all tired of paying for the welfare for the poor black folk in Detroit. And I can understand that point of view, but what people don't understand because they don't realize circumspectively what's going on, the poor black folk in Benton Harbor and Detroit whose jobs have been shipped overseas, like the rest of the jobs of all Americans, but they have been struggling more than most, and they're poor, so they can be taken advantage of by the corporate fascist austerities of the Republican Party. And so these people become the victims instead of the victims that need to be the banks and the globalists who are exporting our jobs through free trade. And let me expand upon the gentleman's point about the water going to China. What an excellent point he made, because most conservatives, especially the evangelicals and the Republican Party, will refer back to Governor Engler's term as what a great guy Engler did to reverse welfareism and so forth, social dependency and cut programs. But this was the he was such a steadfast supporter of being of the right to life and anti-abortion, which he was.
John, hang on for a minute. Don't go away, Sean. We're going to take a quick break, but please stay right there. We'll be right back. Okay?
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to the third segment of the Power Hour. Sean, you were talking. I apologize for that. We had to do that break. We've got some more people waiting, but Sean, I definitely want to say thank you, and I do want you to be able to finish what you were saying. Okay? So go right
real quick. So this Governor Engler, a darling of conservatives, and they didn't understand that he had sold Nestle Corporation of Switzerland for $100 a year these exclusive rights to export Great Lakes water to China. You know, these things go on and on. But the thing of it is why this is such a great program today is because it's unifying both of us on the left and right, so speak, of the left-right paradigm, which, again, I don't like to say, that we understand the enemy. And the enemy is the fascist corporations and the globalists who intend to make a source of us all. And they've just started with the poor black community who've been tricked by the government since the 60s to rely on them and so forth. I could go on and on. One key problem with the Reverend Pinckney's defense is that he's not fighting, he's not taking it to the constitutional common law level, and he's fighting the legal matters through the corporate commercial establishment. And so he really can't stand on his common and constitutional law rights as an American, and he can't demand a fully informed jury of his peers. But I could go on and on. I'll let someone else talk. There are some other points, but I'll quit now. I will say this. This is what happened to the state of New Mexico during World War II. If New Mexico decided to base themselves there in the Southwest with the military programs with the A-bomb and so forth, rather than Arizona, who had a similar climate, they're both the same, really, New Mexico and Arizona, because there were generally poor people over there, and they were easily controlled in New Mexico. I'm meaning lots of illiterate Hispanic folks and illiterate Indians, and that's the reason. And they've grabbed control of the state of New Mexico. The military-industrial complex has controlled that state ever since World War II. And so anyways, these are food for these are things for food for thought, and my best to all involved.
Wow. John, you're great, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for calling in, and I appreciate your kudos to me, but even more so, I want to just say right back at you, thank you so very, very much. You take care. We still got some callers waiting, and so we're going to move on. But again, Sean, thank you so much, and is John still there? Oh, right. Well, thank you so much. And John, you're joining myself, Larry Pinkney. We still also have Daniela Walls and Robert McKay who are on the line. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead and say whatever it is you'd like to say.
Yes, I really I want to thank you for having these people on. Another source that is supporting Reverend Pinkney in this, I think, watershed case. I think he's a major political prisoner in the United States and the world, as so far as its implications for every person, black, white, who's not among that 0.1%. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to point out though that this is avoided by many on the right because. Really, they support the Republican, I call them the Republican section of the corporate elite. The Democrats, I think at this point, and Obama, has to be criticized for the reason that is completely censored from CNN, Fox, or this network, I think, to some extent. He is best described as a disguised Republican himself, because his whole service, just as the Republicans, to the corporate banker Wall Street establishment is what really defines him. He is not an opponent to those policies. He was put in to continue Bush and Cheney policies concerning war against cutting back on the life support, social assistance programs, and refunneling all of the resources of our country to these bankers. For those on the right who say, who constantly harp about deficit spending and we've got to cut back, that's exactly the ideology, the propaganda of Wall Street, and whether it's the so-called rightist of the Koch billionaires or the Soros billionaires. They work together to eliminate any of the social supports in the middle of this depression that prevent total disaster, malnutrition and starvation for people. When they talk about fiscal responsibility, when we've spent trillions of dollars to bail out the very same Wall Street criminals who destroyed the world economy, looted by fraud, the pensions across the country, have destroyed even the European economy and are coming back for more of this mega corporate welfare. And we're spending trillions of dollars to kill people around the world with 1,000 bases occupying every section of the globe. And they talk about we must balance our budget. It's ridiculous. And that kind of ideology fits exactly in with the Wall Street interest. And those who
these are excellent points you're making.
And those types of frauds who talk about we're against the bankers, we're against the Rothschilds and the rest of it, and say not a word about what Danielle and your other guest, and I would also mention Tarpley.net. Webster Tarpley is another supporter of this anti-austerity organization. Well, they're absolute frauds, and in fact, they are calling for exactly the Wall Street interest of eliminating the social support systems. When you get people that are bereft of even a dollar and a quarter per meal for food stamps, then you have them in a situation akin to Bangladesh, and the Koch's and the Soros can exploit them for those kinds of policies, those kinds of slave labor wage rates and conditions without them even going abroad. So I absolutely condemn those who are calling for this kind of attack on poor people in the middle of this depression when the billionaires have got and the military-industrial complex has got trillions of dollars. And
I am so happy that you're bringing this up because people, unfortunately, have the instinct to blame the least fortunate members of society. And right now, the Republicans are trying to cut 20% from Social Security disability benefits for disabled people. Cutting these benefits are going to amount to genocide. People could die if we cut food stamps and Social Security. So this is genocide. This is cutting benefits for the blind, the crippled, and their argument is many of them are faking it. But we need to focus like lasers together, come together on Wall Street and companies like Whirlpool that pay no taxes. If you tax Wall Street at 1%, which is a flea bite, this will flood trillions into the economy, and that's where our focus needs to be, instead of going after the least fortunate. And I just want to commend you for what you brought up. You're very educated on these points.
Well, absolutely, because I think that we've got to realize that the thing that why Obama and the Republicans are the same is they are both with different rhetoric. Obama can't come quite as openly out against bashing the poor because those are his voters. But he is doing exactly the same as the Republicans to at least 90% of what the Republican austerity is attacking everybody, whether they're in that condition now or they're going to be in that condition next year with the trajectory of this economy. They better pray that they're not going to be left with nothing but their eyes to cry with, and no kind of social assistance, because at that point they can truly be exploited beyond even the poorest people in this country. And I think some of these right wingers, they talk about social issues constantly to divert our attention from this. And I'm an opponent of abortion, but I don't talk about it anymore because these types on the right, and it's a very imprecise term. I agree with the last caller. Not only don't care about what happens to people insofar as prenatal and postnatal care and what they've got to live, how they're going to support their children after they're out. They not only don't care, they absolutely oppose any kind of assistance to these people. So I think we've got to realize that if they don't talk about, and if they're opposed to a taxation on the rich and the guys that Warren Buffett doesn't pay any taxes and he's a hypocrite, well, that's the point. That's not the point. Tax him. The solution to him being a hypocrite is to tax him and the multi-billionaires, not the ordinary people, the middle class, who've escaped these taxes more than any time in the last 60 years. At the time that we had the highest taxes on the very richest and we had the strongest unions in the 50s and 60s, we had the strongest economy and the highest living standards for everybody. So anybody who talks against those policies of taxing the very richest, I'm talking about the Warren Buffetts and all the rest of them, and Wall Street, are really, in my disingenuous and very very fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I don't want to monopolize.
Well, I want to say, as you heard Daniela comment, that you have brought up some incredibly important points. And, brother, that's why I'm so proud, frankly, of the Power Hour audience. Look, we're going to take a quick break. John, and we'll come back for about maybe 30 seconds so you can wind up. We'll take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're back with you. Third segment, third and final segment, third and final hour segment, I should say. Power hour. John, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go ahead, my brother. Wrap up in about 30 seconds if you can, because we've got some more folks waiting. But I think what you're saying is very important. So you go ahead and then we'll move on. And I really appreciate your call. So please do proceed.
Yes, I just think, well, I would, since I only have 30 seconds, to further understand this, another person on this network, very uniquely on this network, a wonderful person, Webster Tarpley at tarpley.net, mm-hmm. will give, I think, further information about this. He's a supporter of this anti-austerity coalition, among others. And I think that we've got to realize that there are powerful billionaires, such as the Koch brothers, and they are not in opposition to the Soros, as some on the so-called right claim. They are working together internationally, and they are the enemy of ordinary working people, mental and manual workers in this country, and are going to push them into total desperation. And I think that we've got to realize that, and I would ask people just to look up, just one article, Kochtopus. Kochtopus, the Tea Party manifest classical fascism. Kochtopus, the Tea Party manifest classical fascism, because these billionaires are funding literally billions of dollars in fake astroturf groups that talk about liberty and freedom as a hollow euphemism. I'm for both of those things. So mm-hmm. when they use that as a way of avoiding this critical issue of even calling for this 1% Wall Street sales tax on all of their Ponzi scheme destructive gambling, I think that they are fraudulent when they avoid that like the vampire avoids the light and will not talk about this issue. and also when we see that we've got to understand that the Birch Society, for instance, which I think is heavily represented in these circles, is funded by and was created and founded by the Koch brothers and other mega billionaires like H.L. Hunt. So these people that have their loyalties there are really not representing the ordinary millions of people in this country. They're representing by stealth, by the empty use of good words like liberty and freedom, billionaires that have caused this depression and the misery across the world. So I'll let it go at that. Then.
John, if you could get in touch with us by emailing tarpley.net, I would love your intelligence is incredibly valuable, and I'd love to have that at the Tax Wall Street Party.
I'll try and do that, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate this program because I think it's absolutely a bombshell of enlightenment.
Well, that's fantastic, and John, we appreciate you. I always say this: we appreciate our listeners. We're nothing without each other. So thank you.
How old is the human baby born today? Live to kids? He said, A, 120 years. G,
120. I don't know. Okay, all right. Now we're going to move on to Maya. Maya out from New York. Maya, did I say that right?
Yes, hi. Good day, all. It's actually Maya. The first name is like an I, and it's actually the Kemetic Egyptian principle of truth, justice, balance, and right. But, Larry, I have some good information for you about the overall situation in Detroit.
Okay.
And if you don't want to give your email out over the air, maybe you could provide it to Scott. And the reason why my computer just crashed in terms of going on the web.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can do email, and I can either leave my phone number with Scott. In fact, I think he has it actually, but I want to get in direct touch with you. How would you like to arrange that?
If it's okay, do give Scott your number, and you can be assured I will call you.
Okay, good. So leave me on hold after my comment. But hi, Daniela, and nice hearing you. Robert, I, of course, am a Tarpley fan, so I've been hearing Reverend Pinckley before they had him in the gulag for some time now, and I want to mention that they originally said they had changed, he had changed the dates on the petition, but they have targeted a lot of black people under voter fraud, but it's actually what they even accused him of was a misdemeanor, but obviously...
Let me interject, Maya, because we've got a short break. Stay on the line. Don't
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back. Thank everyone. Welcome back, as they say, to this segment of the Power Hour. This is Larry Pinkney, guest hosting for the great, great Joyce Riley. We are talking to listeners and appreciating it very, very much. Is there anyone on the line right now as far as listeners, brother? Okay. All right, and I believe Sister Myatt was finished. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, she's there. Great. Let's go back to Sister Myatt, and then we'll get to the sister from, did you say Virginia? Okay, well, then we'll get to Marlene. Myatt, let's get back to you, my sister.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to say that we really need to stay on target with this situation about Pinckney because it's outrageous. And one of the things that he says is that it's a plan of mass incarceration. Michelle Alexander in her book called it The New Jim Crow, but actually it's slavery per the 13th Amendment, so it's worse than the New Jim Crow. It's been going on since the 70s under the Southern strategy to get the whites to join the Republican Party, and we'll have to go into that another time, but he's crying out for help. But I also want to say, too, that John makes some excellent points, and one of the things that is a head-scratcher for me is that with the Patriots, they don't even know that Clinton so-called reformed the welfare, so they have no idea that people have to work for sub-minimum, you know, normal hourly wages in order to get some assistance. But that's a discussion for another day. What I want to, since we're in the last half hour, I want to share some information in terms of the general news segment. Is that permissible?
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, okay, there's a big case in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which has horrendous police abuse and literally getting away with murder. Well, the DA there has decided, and this hasn't happened in 50 years, right? The DA has decided to, there's an indictment against those two officers, and everyone can go online and see the video. A homeless, mentally ill man was in a wilderness area there, and, you know, you can see on the video, he turns to get his things because, of course, it's not permitted for him to get some rest in the wilderness, and they shoot him in the back, they stick dogs on him, they send beanbags into him. So those two are indicted on murder charges, and it's something that we need to look at. Is quite intriguing. Now, he is someone who has the status of being white in this society, so but it's still a positive and a plus, meaning that when it happens to blacks, it can sort of be pushed under the rug. But I'm so glad, because my just heart fell when I saw what they did to him. Now, I also want to say I appreciate your news on this false flag in Paris. I suggest everyone go to Kevin Barrett's site, truthjihad.com, paulcraigroberts.com, and disinfo.com, because they have the right idea. They're bringing up all the, oh really? The guy allegedly commits suicide on Wednesday, a few hours after the incident, and then on Monday is when we hear about it, and it goes on and on. So we need to, and I hope Joyce, yourself, and others will bring some of these people on to talk about this situation, because like you were saying earlier, things aren't what they appear to be. As the Eastern philosophers say, we're living in Maya illusion appearances. And I'll let you get some more people on the line. But we love you dearly, and I'll be looking forward to your call, Larry. Scott has my information.
Thank you, and I got it. Scott gave it to me, okay. So I have it. Okay. I have the number.
Thanks so much.
I will be calling you. Love you, too. Thank you so much for, I mean it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. All right. And so don't go anywhere. I mean, you know, stay tuned. Hear the end of the show. Hear me bumble my way through, Maya.
You're doing excellent, Larry.
You're well. I'm trying. Thank you, Robert. So what we're going to do is move on to the next caller. We have yet another caller, and I believe it's Marlene from Virginia. Marlene, you there?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for everything you have done in your life. You have been such a blessing to so many people. And I want to remind everybody, be praying for Joyce. Don't forget her. Remember to pray for her. And also, with the situations, remember, praise silences the avenger. When you feel like we are just so downtrodden from what the bad guys at the top are doing, why don't you find on YouTube the song Making War in the Heavenlies and know that our battle is not against flesh and blood. But for right now, a long time ago, probably about maybe 15 years ago, I had to go to the grand jury for something. And when I got snuck into the grand jury by the man that was the chairman of the grand jury, who happened to be a neighbor of mine, I found out that basically what the grand juries are, they are a bunch of people who are forced to come there. They are not, they don't get any evidence usually. They just have to sign true bill or no bill according to what the district attorney tells them to sign.
Mm.
And I only got into the grand jury by the grace of God. So just because a jury says something doesn't mean they believe it or doesn't mean they have any information about it.
Mm, good point. Good point. Go ahead, Sister.
Also, one other thing. Just remember, pray silence is the avenger. And just don't. When a grand jury indicts somebody, it means nothing. It just means that the bad guys at the top have got these people basically imprisoned. They have to come there every, maybe once a week for I don't know how many months, and they better say what the man in charge tells them to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's deep. That's deep, sister. And thank you for sharing that, because I think that that perspective is one that is essentially hidden, Marlene. It's hidden from everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, yellow people, just all of us everyday people. What you just said is hidden. We go for the ghosts. We're given this propaganda, if you will, that is disinformation and misinformation. So I really appreciate you sharing your personal experience. This, you know, as an insider, somebody who experienced this grand jury scenario, if you will. So
I'm going to send you some very detailed information on it. I will send it to Joyce and ask her to email it to you, okay?
That is fantastic, sister.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Please take care of yourself, and thank you on so many levels. We really need, all of us need each other. And thank you, Marlene, for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, with wonderful, we've had a number of callers, great callers. You see what I say?
Great caller.
Yeah.
Larry, may I add something really quickly?
Go ahead, Danny.
I just wanted to make sure that people do not become afraid. Remember when Judge Chirac said in court on December 15th that he was going to make an example out of Reverend Pinckney?
Uh-huh.
And we have the right to petition our government for redress of grievances, both in the Michigan Constitution and in the United States Constitution. A person has a right to petition their government for redress of grievances, and this statute provides for the exercise of that as to elected mayors in the case of James Hightower. So I don't want us to become afraid. And the first caller had said something about common law, and we need to go back to that. We have the right to petition our government, and our party could not find another example of a prosecution or conviction of a political activist for what they claimed was vote fraud. And if they did, if Reverend Pinckney did do what they said, which we know he's innocent, it's only a misdemeanor, as Maya brought up. So I wanted to tie that together. And Reverend Pinckney is an American political prisoner. And do not become impotent or afraid because of what the judge said when he said, I want to make an example of you. Don't let him make an example of the American people.
Well, you know what, Robert, I'm going to go through just a second. You know what, my sister, bottom line, make an example out of Reverend Edward Pinckney. Excuse me. It will be everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people who will make an example out of the judge.
Exactly. Thank you, Larry.
All right. Thank you. No, don't go anywhere. Robert, I know you were about to say something.
No, I was going to tune in with Danielle. She is absolutely correct in what she was stating. Reverend Pinckney is a political prisoner. We're at a crossroads right now with the fascism and the fascist structures being exposed, and they continue to follow up and commit their fraud and crimes in our faces, and we appear to be powerless. But this information is getting out to the people so that we can act on it. And this is what has to be done.
Great point. Absolutely. You said the word crossroads. Robert. Excellent. We are at a crossroads, and now is the time to charge forward and not become an you no longer have the right to be an idle spectator. Now is the time to get involved. You have to choose. There's a line drawn in the sand. This is our American crossroads.
That's right. That's right. Don't stop, Danielle. Or Robert.
Well, I wanted to take the next caller because they've been so amazing. I'm overwhelmed. I'm truly moved by the intelligence of
this
people.
This is the Power Hour family.
This is amazing.
Family. I wasn't jiving. I wasn't shucking and jiving when I said earlier in the program, I meant it in the show, that our listeners are critical thinkers. They're very unique, and I love them. I love them. You know,
I'm so happy to be here and to have experienced that because it gives me a lot of hope. Because sometimes you don't know if you're in a vacuum or a void. You know, you don't know. And I can't believe how articulate and intelligent and well-researched everybody's been.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was going to say I'm on your website now, the Power Hour. I'm looking at the kinds of information that should be broadcast in the general market, but it's hidden. So we need to bring this out. The Power Hour should be across the globe.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Power Hour is nationally syndicated, and we do have listeners, of course, in a number of other countries as well. But you are absolutely correct. We need to get Power Hour out even bigger, 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 more and more people. And, you know, I am just so delighted and humbled, frankly, at the wonderful callers that we have. Because, as I keep saying, they are critical thinkers. They don't go for the okey-doke. They don't go for the ghosts. They critically think. They put together their experiences. They reach out and say, "Well, wait a minute. I need to relook at this. What's really going on? You know." And so I want to also I keep referring to Joyce Riley because this is really Joyce Riley's show, and I love that sister very much. She is extremely important to me as a wonderful, strong, vibrant, audacious human being. She sure is that. And so I every opportunity I get, I like to put the word out about Joyce Riley because she has done this for so long, and she's the one who made Power Hour. And not just her, of course. Obviously, she's got a Power Hour family that she works with. But Joyce, I know you're listening. I assume you are. I love you, sister. We love you. And
love you, Joyce.
Love you, Joyce.
You know, so you just keep on keeping on because we're with you all the way. So what I'm going to do?
Imagine if we all came together and didn't have to blame the most downtrodden or people who have to be on benefits, and came together with laser focus on these corporations and on Wall Street that just extracts and extracts from our country.
You're right. You're right. And Matt, look, we've got Renee in North Carolina. Let's go to Renee. Renee, it's me. How are you doing, my sister? And you're on the air.
I am loving this show. What a collection of people who care about everybody, not just themselves and their own demographic group. I have 2 points because I have to finish a point John was making about abortion, and they only care about them before they're born. You know, a lot of these people who claim they're so anti-abortion and somebody else is going to adopt them. I want to remind them that there are over 100,000 children available now for you to run down and pick up, okay? And the thing is, they don't want to pay for social programs. Well, what are we supposed to do with these kids, okay? Wrap them in little pink and blue blankets and put them on the sidewalk with little pink and blue tin cups and let the free market decide which ones live and which ones die by how much money they each are able to collect in their little cup? I just have to put that out there because there's lies of omission. They never deal with the practicality of, like, how we're going to get food and shelter for these children. And so I just had to point out the hypocrisy that goes on in this abortion issue. Like I said, nobody discusses who's going to feed and clothe them if you're against these certain things like social programs? And so I had to finish that point for John. Now, my other point is, before I go on to this, I want to point out, because I've talked to Larry privately, nothing irks us more than people of color and women who finally get a seat at the power table, and instead of reforming, they conform. Those people chap me the worst, okay? And so the thing is, there's also a lot of denial. You know, Voltaire said, to find out who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. In this genre, there is only one particular group that is never blamed for anything, the WASP. Okay? The thing is, this country has been controlled by the WASP, white, Anglo-Saxon Protestants, and I'm not reciting something. I'm old enough to remember when it was a big deal when the first Catholic president and the fear among the Protestants was elected JFK. And he quickly had his brain splattered out all over his wife's skirt. Now, the civil rights movement was about this lock on power that one particular demographic group had on this country. So, you know, they started slowly sprinkling in a little black woman judge here and a little white woman judge there, and they started sprinkling in a few. But make no mistake, who still controls most of the reins of power? And what these
Renee, we got to take a break. Okay, hang in there, then we'll come back, give you 30 more seconds, my sister. Okay, we'll be right back.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are back with you for the last very, very few minutes. Renee, can you, if you will, be so kind, my sister, wrap it up in about maybe 60 seconds or a little bit over a minute, because we want to do a big conclusion for this. But go ahead, sister. Go ahead and finish your thought, okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's just, you know, people, you know, there's a saying, bias is like a backpack. We can't see our own, you know, and we have this certain tendency to want to take credit for what goes right and push off the blame for what goes wrong on someone else, particularly those who are weaker than us, because they really can't resist it being pushed off on them as much. You know, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. The same people who like to puff up their chest and take credit for creating Western civilization, when it turns out things are falling apart, they don't step up to the plate to take responsibility. They point the finger at any and everyone else. And about bias, we all learned as children, very young, this will make it real for everybody, and how far it goes back. Remember, we were all taught that somebody who gave something and took it back, you were an Indian giver. Excuse me? This is exactly how history is reversed. It was our government, controlled by the WASP, who made hundreds of treaties with the Indians and continually broke them, and their control of the justice system, nothing was ever done about it. But did they teach the children to believe that if you gave something and took it back, you were a WASP giver? No, they didn't. They completely reversed it, and they pushed all the blame down on the less powerful Indians, and we literally were all trained to believe that anyone who reneged on their word and gave something and took it back was an Indian giver, when in reality it was the exact opposite thing that happened.
You're right. You know, it's one thing I love about you, Renee. You have a great way of going right to the heart of the matter and even making people laugh. Because we have to laugh. We have to have some levity even as we tell the truth. And you're great at that. Look, I gotta let you go because I wanna, I wanna say thank you so much, Renee. And you stay strong, my sister. And thank you for, you know this. Thanks for being a Power Hour listener. Thanks for being a part of the Power Hour family. And, you know, we will be in touch. Stay strong. Keep on keeping on. You know, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. It's all power to the people. That's what this is about. Everyday people. So thank you, Renee. Talk to you soon, okay? Now, let's see. Robert and Daniela, you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're going to wind up. We've only got like 2.5 minutes. I want to first of all thank both of you, Daniela Walls, Robert McKay, for being so gracious. You've been gracious guests, and thank you for spending your time and telling our wonderful Power Hour family about the plight of Reverend Edward Pinckney, but not only the plight, but what we can do and should be doing. I really want to thank you both. If you both have any final comments, remember, we've only got about 2.5 minutes. Let me start with Daniela first.
Well, I don't want to cover up for the fact that I'm half WASP, so I'll let the Catholic part of me do the talking.
We only have 50 seconds, so...
Okay, I suggest we focus on the real enemy, Wall Street, who extracts trillions and gets bailed out to the tune of $85 billion a month.
Right,
let's
right.
have the okay. Federal Reserve bail out the people and create loans to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure and put it all back to work.
I gotta cut you off. I'm sorry. Love you both. Thank you.
Robert McKay. Thank you, Daniela Walls. And thanks to the people, the listeners, the family of the Power Hour. This is Larry Finkney signing off for now. Love you, Joyce Riley. Bye-bye.